Hi there, this is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. Today I wanted to talk to you about the eviction process and evicting a tenant, and more specifically, the business decision behind evicting a tenant. I speak to many new real estate investors. Many of the real estate investors that I speak with are novice landlords and novice real estate investors. As such, when they purchase their first rental property, they learn firsthand how to become a landlord, and they also learn firsthand if they're good at being a landlord or if they're deficient in some areas that are essential in terms of the skill set required to be a landlord. So what happens oftentimes is when a real estate investor, a new real estate investor, purchases a property, they often manage the rental property themselves. Many a time, they don't have property management and they take it upon themselves to manage their rental property. This happens more often than not. And when this happens, the individual kind of learns very quickly if they are good at managing the rental property or if they're bad at it. You're faced with things with regards to dealing with your tenant, you're faced with rent collection, you're faced with potentially the tenant being late in rent. You are faced with any maintenance issues that come up. So you're thrown right into the fire with regards to dealing with items and tenant issues that come up on your rental property. And depending upon where your rental property is situated and what type of tenant profile that you have, you can be very busy at doing the management of the property, or you could be very hands-off. For instance, if you purchased a rental property in an area where the tenant profile is stable, they've got good jobs, then you're going to be very hands-off because there's not going to be a lot of work required from your end. Mainly, the tenant will be paying their rent and they'll be busy with their job. Vice versa, if you've purchased a rental property in a location where the tenants don't have good jobs, they don't have stable employment, then it's going to be a lot more high maintenance because you're going to be dealing with a lot of tenant issues. So that's what happens. When somebody buys a rental property and they're new to this, they sometimes choose to manage the rental property themselves. On the flip side, sometimes when somebody buys a rental property, they choose to have a property manager right from the get-go, who basically is the main contact with regards to tenant relations and with regards to managing the property. So let's look at the scenario first where an individual buys a rental property but they don't have a property manager in place and they're doing all the management themselves. If things go sideways, if things go awry, and if things don't work out well, and the new real estate investor is faced with a problematic tenant, there may be a situation that arises where you have to evict the tenant. So if the tenant obviously isn't paying rent to you, you have to file the necessary documents and the necessary paperwork in order to proceed with an eviction. So depending upon where you live and in what country, there's obviously a more than likely rules and regulations in place that you must follow in order to evict a tenant. And as such, when they're behind in their rental payments, you have to be very prompt and you have to act very quickly in filing the necessary paperwork and following the necessary procedure that will allow you to evict the tenant in the shortest time possible. Easier said than done. What happens is when an individual is new at this, when they're a new real estate investor, they're very lax with regards to following the eviction process, and they're very reactive with regards to following the eviction process. They're not proactive. So let me give you an example. You're a new landlord, you're a new real estate investor, and you've bought a rental property, the tenant is late on rent. So in a normal circumstance, and if you're going by the book, it may be that in your jurisdiction, you're allowed to file the necessary paperwork to move forward with an eviction on the second day of the month. Let's presume that your tenant is paying rent on the first day of the month. So if you're following the protocol and procedures to the letter, you're allowed to file for eviction and start the process on the second of the month, let's just say. Often it doesn't happen with new landlords and new real estate investors. The tenant's late on rent. They may contact you, give you a reason, give you an excuse why the rent is late. You may listen to the excuse. They may say, we're going to have a partial payment to you in a week's time. You potentially wait the week's time, and when the week is up, you don't receive the rent. So you contact the tenant, ask them, why haven't you paid the rent? Then the tenant may ask you, oh, you know, something's happened, our pay cycles have changed, or, you know, I'm getting less work right now, I need another 5 days. You may grant them another 5 days. The 5 days may elapse. The tenant may then not pay you the rent on that day. You contact them again. You ask them, why haven't you paid the rent? And so on and so forth. So as you can see in this particular example, we've already gone maybe 15 days into the month. So now you're sitting in the middle of the month with a tenant that hasn't paid you rent, and it's the 15th of the month. In the situation that I explained off the top, if you're in a jurisdiction where you're allowed to file for eviction on the 2nd of the month, you've already waited till the 15th of the month, you've listened to the different explanations and excuses that the tenant has, and you haven't moved forward with your eviction. So now you're sitting at the 15th of the month, you're a new landlord, and you're listening to all the reasons and explanations and excuses why the tenant hasn't paid rent. This may continue on throughout the month. And if you do not act accordingly, and if you're not proactive in how you deal with tenants and when they're late in rent, this can drag on. It can drag on throughout the month. It could drag on throughout multiple months. I've seen it happen. It's happened to me. I've made mistakes at the beginning when I was new, and I would let things, you know, not get out of control, but I would kind of give a lot of leeway. You know, you want to be a good landlord, you want to be an effective landlord, you want to kind of show respect to your tenants so that you gain it back. But at the end of the day, when you're not following through and implementing the necessary penalties in place when they're not paying rent, then things drag on and on. And it comes down to sometimes when tenants get evicted from their homes, it often comes down to dollars and cents. It comes down to dollars and cents, in particular, in relation to the owner, the landlord. It may get to a point where the owner or the landlord is losing money on the property, and they've been lenient, they've been as helpful as they can with regards to allowing the tenant to pay rent. They may have allowed them to go on payment plans, so allowing them perhaps not to pay rent on the first of the month, but multiple times throughout the month whenever they got paid. But it comes down to sometimes where, you know, the buck has to stop somewhere. And when the landlord, the real estate investor, and the owner is in a situation where they're losing money, they may pull the trigger and say, you know what, it's time to evict now. I can't continue with not receiving rent from my tenant on this ongoing basis. So what happens sometimes is when you are extra lenient with your tenants, when you allow them to kind of give you excuses and reasons to pay you later and later on the month, and when they don't deliver on their promises, it creates a lot of problems down the road, because then it puts you in a position where they're owing you funds, you haven't been paid your funds, and you're essentially at a point where you're calculating your losses and you're trying to determine, does it make sense to hold on to this rental property, or does it make sense to sell it? So from a big picture, like I said, it comes down to dollars and cents. So the eviction process, it's an important one. It's one in which, as a real estate investor, you know, the more properties you acquire, it's very possible that you may have to go down this route. If you own a property in an area where the tenant profile is very good, they've got good jobs, they're stable, more likely than not, you will not encounter this. But if you're in an area where the job situation and profile of the tenants is a little bit more challenging, if there's not stability in jobs, then you're definitely going to encounter the eviction process. So again, it comes down to dollars and cents, you know, for a landlord. You have to know when to cut your losses. As a owner of real estate and as an owner of a rental property, you are doing this as a business. You are owning a property in order to realize gains. You're owning a rental property in order to profit. So when your investment is not profitable, when you're not yielding a good return on your investment, you have to pull the trigger. You have to cut your losses and you have to sell your property. When that happens, eviction oftentimes is a result of it. And the tenant kind of runs out of rope. They reach a situation where they've had leniency going on for a long period of time. They've been able to pay whenever they want. Things have been kind of an easy street for them. You know, they haven't had much repercussions with regards to late payment. They've paid when they can, but then it just comes down to a time where the landlord, aka the owner or the real estate investor, has to cut their losses and they have to decide it's time to sell this property or it's time to evict this tenant and get a new tenant. So, dollars and cents, it's a business. You're in this to profit. You're a real estate investor. It's not a charity. You're here to make a return. And when you're not making a return, you have to make swift decisions. And if it's in the best interest to evict the tenant because you're losing money, then that's what you need to do. This is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com.